بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Good company is necessary to become good. And whilst adopting good company, one needs to abstain from evil company. So in order to become good, there are two requirements. Stay away from the wrong company and adopt good company. There are so many people who say we can't find good company. There are so many people who say good company, pious people, mashayikh. There is no sheikh in our locality. There is no spiritual guide in my locality. There are no mashayikh, no spiritual guides near my locality. So where will I go for good company? So to them, the answer is, if you are unable to find good company, at least start with abstaining from wrong company. مَا لَا يُدْرَكْ كُلُّهُ لَا يُتْرَكْ كُلُّهُ. If you are looking for two things and if you find one, then you don't leave that one because you cannot find the second. You've gone to the shop to buy potatoes and onions. You find potatoes but not onions. You will not say, because I can't find onions, I'm not going to buy potatoes as well. So if you cannot find good company, at least begin by abstaining from wrong company. And when abstaining from wrong company, the intention should be that I have a nafs which is at its lowest ebb, and I do not want to sit in the company of these people and spoil them. I am keeping to myself, I am already bad, I have hasad. I do not want these people to catch hasad from me. I am a victim of evil glance, lustful glance. I do not want these people to sit with me and take that effect from me. So if you cannot find good company, abstain from wrong company. That everybody can do. And after abstaining from wrong company, if you cannot find a sheikh in your locality, if you cannot find a very pious personality in your locality, then find somebody who, according to you, is more pious than you. That will be good company for you. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that people complain, I cannot find good company. He used to say that go to the muazzin of your masjid and sit in his company because he is better than you. He calls azan 5 times a day and he performs salat 5 times a day. Who says you can't find good company? Good company is everywhere. Yes, there are stages of piety. Mashayikh are at the highest peak. But if you are unable to find the highest peak, at least if you go to the market with a need to buy something and you have a special brand in your mind that I want to buy this item manufactured by this company, and it is an emergency, it is a necessity, you are unable to find that same brand, what will you do? You will buy whatever is available. You only eat Heinz baked beans. But if you go to the shop and you can't find it, you will buy the Asda ones as well. See, if you can't find the best, try to do with whatever you find. Something is better than nothing. It is possible that tomorrow you might not even find this company, the company of the Muazzin. So good company is necessary. Good company is necessary. And avoiding wrong company is also necessary. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad. Sohbate taleh tura taleh kunad. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, the company of the good will make you good. The company of saleh will make you saleh. The company of the pious will make you pious. And the company of taleh, the company of evil, the company of the wrong person will make you wrong as well. Will make you evil. And this is a fact established through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teachings of Islam, and through experience of many, many years, right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till today. When two people sit together, one smokes, the other doesn't smoke, what happens after 6 months? The non-smoker becomes a smoker. One consumes drugs, the other doesn't. What happens after 3 months? So for self-rectification, soul purification, to progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is necessary to do these two things. Adopt good company, abstain from wrong company. If the question is, I can't find good company, okay, fine. Start with avoiding the wrong company, that you will be able to do. And thereafter look around you and find the best person that you are able to find and sit in his company. Your local imam, when he imparts his dars, sit in his company. On Friday when he is imparting his bayan, sit in his company. And then inquire and try to find a sheikh within the country where you are able to go at least once a month, once every 2 months, once every 3 months. That will be a good company for you of the highest peak. Many people adopt good company but do not avoid evil company. And then complain that I am not progressing. How can you progress? You are taking medicine, but at the same time you are taking poison. And then you say that this medicine is not working. If the doctor gives you two instructions that you've got a sore throat, take this syrup and gargle with warm salted water and take these tablets, but make sure you don't eat ice cream. Make sure you don't drink anything which is chilled. Okay, fine. You're taking the syrup, gargling with salted warm water, hot water, and you're also taking the tablets, but you're eating ice cream as well. Chilled water, chilled drink. And after 1 week you go to the doctor and say your medicine is useless. Nothing has improved. It's not the medicine that is useless, it is your resolve that is useless. It is you who is useless, because you are not prepared to follow the instruction of the doctor. You are supposed to do two things. Take medicine and abstain from certain things. Similarly, adopt good company and abstain from evil company. Here, alhamdulillah, you have come in good company, so many pious and good people here. There are approximately 300 people in Etikaf. So many ulama, mashayikh are also here, pious people. So we were all fortunate to be in the company of the pious. And we have felt the effect of this pious company. We have all felt the effect of this pious company. And if we continue with this, inshallah we will progress. But back to Bolton, back to Burnley, back to Manchester with that same group. So you've taken the medicine and then you take the poison. If you take the poison, the medicine will not save your life. So for your sake, for my sake, for our sake, we have to shun wrong company. If they are our friends, if we have feeling for them, if there is a soft corner for them, then think from another perspective, that if I stay away, they will stay away from my harm. At the same time, if I am able to progress more by sitting in good company, after 6 months, after 8 months, after 10 months, after 2 years, I will become very firm on my deen. Thereafter, I will bring them towards deen as well, inshallah. But right now, when you are sick yourself, and you sit with the sick people, you will become more sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the example of good company, a pious friend, is like the perfume seller. If you have a friend who is a perfume seller, and if you go to his shop, if he is generous, what will he do? He'll give you a bottle of perfume. If he is not so generous, then he'll apply some perfume. And if he is stingy, then he will not give you a bottle of ether, he will neither apply ether, he will give you nothing, but you will not be deprived of the fragrance that lies in his shop. You'll get the fragrance because you are in the shop. So benefit of a pious company is definite. Either you'll get a big chunk from his piety or a small chunk if he is not to that category, or some fragrance. And the Prophet ﷺ said the example of a evil friend, a sinful person, is like the blacksmith. If you go to visit the blacksmith, you'll burn your clothes. If you are very, very careful, then you will dirty your clothes. And if you are extra careful, you will not be deprived of the smoke going in your nose. So effect of company is necessary. That is why for those people who are treading the path of suluk, who would like to become awliya, who would like to purify their hearts, it is necessary that they sit in the company of those people who have already purified their hearts, so that their good traits can come into our lives. And whilst doing this, abstain from the wrong company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. There are so many of us who have to work with the wrong company. Okay, those people who are just hanging around with the wrong company, they'll be able to stay. There are so many who have to work with the wrong company. A doctor, he will have to see so many patients, good and bad. So when a person meets with the wrong company out of necessity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards. This is the first point. Because it is out of necessity, what can he do? He is a doctor. And he needs to serve the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So out of necessity. But this very doctor, when he meets somebody who is evil, and he needs to spend only 10 minutes with him, and thereafter he spends another 20 minutes chatting, now this will have an effect on him. Quantity surveyor. He needs to work with so many people. It is a necessity. Those people who work in hospitals, those people who work in offices. So whatever you do out of necessity will not have that much effect. Anything out of necessity, it will have effect. But a very important question that all of these people need to ask is that forced by circumstances, we are daily spending 8 hours, 6 hours with the wrong company. In order to remove the effect of this wrong company, what are we doing during the evening? What do we do during the weekend? Do we find good company so that it can recompensate for the damage that we have done during the day or during the week? The reality is we are not concerned about our deen. We are not concerned about our soul rectification, soul purification. We are not concerned about friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are more concerned about friendship with the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are more concerned in pleasing our nafs, our base desires. And what we want is friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any sacrifice. Drug I cannot sacrifice, but I want to become the wali of Allah. Friends I cannot sacrifice, but I want to become the wali of Allah. Film, cinema I cannot sacrifice, but I want to become the wali of Allah. My girlfriend I cannot sacrifice, but I want to become the wali of Allah. I have lot of yearning, desire to become the wali of Allah. Make me the wali of Allah. But as far as do's and don'ts are concerned, I cannot do. Is there anything in this world that you can acquire without sacrifice? Smallest thing, even a matches. You cannot get a box of matches without sacrifice. You have to work, you have to earn, then have to go to the shop and then buy a box of matches. So if you are unable to acquire a box of matches without any effort, how can you acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any effort? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wishes that we become His friends. That is why in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out His arms. Allah does not have a body like us, but when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, he speaks according to our level of thinking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever ready to accept you. That is what the meaning of this hadith is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out His arms during the night. لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ, so that the one who was sinning during the day can repent and become his friend. وَيَفْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ, and he spreads out his arms during the day so that the person who was sinning during the night can repent and become his friend. Allah wants us to become friends. That is why He encourages us. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. All sins. If somebody makes a mistake, if one of my students makes a mistake, and if he comes to me and says, I'm sorry, then before I forgive, I will ask 10 questions. Were you not ashamed of yourself? How could you have done this? You've been with me for 10 years, what have you learned? Look at my ihsanat upon you, look at my favors upon you. Despite your being unworthy, I always take you with me wherever I go. You are not ashamed of yourself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never questions. When a person turns to Him and says, oh Allah, forgive me, Allah never questions. Allah does not say, where were you until now? Are you not ashamed I have created you? Are you not ashamed that this is happening, this is happening? And not only once. Once forgiven, twice forgiven, thrice forgiven, million times. After million times, if you go again, He will not say, what are you doing? You playing with me? How many times should I forgive you? No. If you go and ask for forgiveness, there is no question. As soon as a person goes, sincerely repents. So how much love Allah has for us? If there is no connection between ourselves and Allah, if there is no friendship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is we who are not keeping that friendship. It is we who are not desiring that friendship. Allah desires the friendship. And because He desires friendship, despite our all shortcomings, He grants us these opportunities. He takes us to Ijtima, He takes us to Jalsa of Bukhari Sharif, He takes us to Aitikaf. programs, sitting in the company of the ulama. He shows us that light. This is a sign that he wishes that we go towards him, we walk towards him, he wants us. But in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to go on the right motorway. If you go onto the M6 expecting to reach London, it will never happen. So what we need to do is take the right motorway. And that motorway is the Sharia, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that we will understand from the ulama and from the mashayikh. Ulama and the mashayikh are the maps for us. So we must sit in their company so we understand the motorway and we take the right route. Or shall I make it even more better? Ulama are the maps and the mashayikh are the guides who sit in your car and guide you. Ulama will only show you the map. Kibra is haram, hasad is haram. These are the consequences of kibra, these are the consequences of hasad. But if he is not a sheikh himself, and if you say, I am suffering from hasad, can you guide me? He will say, go to the sheikh. So the sheikh will get in your car and he will say, go straight, turn right, turn left. So an alim who is not a sheikh is the map, and an alim who is a sheikh is the guide. And in order to find the right motorway, you have to go to the ulama and the mashayikh, and then inshallah you will reach your destination. So again, I'm emphasizing one of the very important points to achieve success in deen, in self-rectification, soul purification, is good company. And company, good company has many categories. The highest is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a qualified sheikh. If you are unable to find good company, at least abstain from the wrong company. And as far as good company is concerned, many categories. If you don't find a sheikh, then find somebody good around you who is performing salat, who is concerned about deen, who is inviting people towards deen. That is also good company. The ta'aleem that takes place in your masjid, that is also good company. The dars, that is also good company. When our muballighin brothers come in the masjid with their efforts, that is also good company. And whilst adopting this good company, look for the higher stage, consult people and find the good sheikh. And thereafter continue going to him, keep in constant contact, take guidance from him, and continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, and Allah will shower his grace and fadl upon you, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi.